Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Romans chapter 14, verse 1 to 6. Romans 14, 1 to 6. Accept the one whose faith is weak without quarreling over disputable matters. One person's faith allows them to eat anything, but another whose faith is weak eats only vegetables. The one who eats everything must not treat with contempt the one who does not, and the one who does not eat everything must not judge the one who does, for God has accepted them. Who are you to judge someone else's servant? To their own master, servants stand or fall, and they will stand, for the Lord is able to make them stand. One person considers one day more sacred than another. Another considers every day alike. Each of them should be fully convinced in their own mind. Whoever regards one day as special does so to the Lord. Whoever eats meat does so to the Lord, for they give thanks to God, and whoever abstains does so to the Lord and gives thanks to God. My theme for reflection is grace in disputable matters, choosing unity over division. Grace in disputable matters, choosing unity over division. In Romans 14, 1-6, Paul confronts a recurring challenge in the church: how we handle disputes rooted in spiritual maturity and understanding. These disputes, often over non-essential matters, are unavoidable in faith communities. Whether they relate to traditions, personal convictions, or spiritual practices, the key is how we manage these differences in a way that reflects Christ's love. Consider your own church community. What are some of the disputable matters that cause tension or division? Perhaps it is disagreements over worship styles, theological nuances, or even choices about lifestyle and participation in certain activities. It may even be issues concerning the right form of church structures. Sometimes these conflicts may stem from individuals who have spent years in the church without experiencing true transformation in Christ. Such individuals may become rigid and resistant to change, clinging to minor issues as a pretext for stubborn behavior. It is challenging when pride and a desire for control create an environment where people are willing to see the church struggle if their own preferences are not met. However, Paul's guidance is not aimed at those determined to sow discord out of self-interest. Instead, it is a call to those who are mature in their faith to respond with grace to those who may lack understanding. He encourages us to welcome those who are weaker in faith, not with a judgmental spirit, but with love and acceptance, recognizing that all of us are made righteous through faith in Christ alone. Paul uses the example of dietary practices to illustrate this principle. Some early believers, especially those from Jewish backgrounds, held tightly to dietary laws from their traditions, while Gentile Christians understood their newfound freedom and felt no such restrictions. This was not merely about food. It was a deeper reflection of each person's spiritual understanding. The more mature Christians recognized that their relationship with God was not defined by what they ate or did not eat, but the less mature believers still struggled with embracing this freedom. My dear friends, Paul urges those who understand the true freedom in Christ to exercise compassion, to refrain from judgment, and to avoid looking down on those who may not yet grasp this freedom. Instead of asserting their liberty, mature believers are called to use their freedom to protect and uplift their weaker brothers and sisters. Our unity in Christ is far more important than our differences. We must walk alongside one another in love, understanding that each of us is on a unique journey of spiritual growth. True maturity involves recognizing that our differences do not define us. Our unity in Christ does. John Piper reminds us that Christian liberty is the freedom not to use your liberty if it becomes a stumbling block for the weak. This reflects Paul's wisdom in Romans 14. The stronger in faith must exercise their freedom with care, ensuring that it does not harm those who are weaker in their understanding. The call is to prioritize love over liberty, always mindful of how our actions impact others in the body of Christ. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, are there areas in your life where you tend to judge others who don't share your convictions or spiritual practices? How can you adopt a more gracious attitude toward them? Number two, in what ways can you use your spiritual maturity or freedom in Christ to support and encourage others rather than becoming a stumbling block to their faith? Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of grace that brings us into fellowship with you. Help us to live in the unity of your love, accepting and welcoming those who may not yet fully understand the freedom they have in Christ. Grant us the humility to support one another in our spiritual journeys and protect us from using our freedom in ways that may harm others. Let our actions always reflect the love of Christ, and may our lives be a testimony of your grace to the world. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all.